I'd like to call the Senate Resource Committee to order. It's Monday, February 21st. Time's approximately 3:32. Senators here are Senator French, Senator Welikowski, Senator Pascban, Senator Stevens, and myself, Senator Wagoner. Senator McGuire is excused. We also have with us Senator Geisel in the audience. And with that, today's meeting, we will hear Senate Bill 24. I shouldn't say we'll hear. We're going to take up work on Senate Bill 24, Senate Bill 44. And then after those two bills are taken care of, I will turn the gavel over to my co-chair, who will then take over for Senate Bill 42. So first, let's go to Senate Bill 24. This is a bill concerning sport fishing guides. Senator McGuire sponsored this legislation and asked that we consider establishing a subcommittee during the interim to work on the bill and do some further investigative type hearings in different parts of the state. So I'm going to hold the bill and ask members to contact me if they have an interest in being on the subcommittee. So far, the two that are on the subcommittee is Senator McGuire and myself. So if some other people want to serve on it, let me know. I want to have at least three people from this committee be on the subcommittee, and we may talk to the House and see if they have any interest in putting a couple or three members on the subcommittee.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator French.
Do you see any trips to Alexander Creek?
Not at all. And with that, so I'll set Senate Bill 24 aside, and we'll go to Senate Bill 44, which was the Southeast State Forest Bill. Senator Stedman moved the bill before the committee on February 7th, when he had presentation by the administration. We had public testimony on the bill Saturday, and it's now before you. There's no committee substitute, no amendments were received. So I would ask what the pleasure of the committee is, this bill.
Move the bill from committee, Mr. Chairman. There's no amendments.
No amendments were offered. Any objection? Okay, we'll move Senate Bill 44 to the next committee of referral. Is that your motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. You have the bill? Okay. Let's have a short at ease.
Senate Resource Committee back to order. The committee will resume at this time a discussion of Senate Bill 42, Power Projects and the Alaska Energy Authority. We still have before us the original bill, version A. Since our last meeting, the Department of Law, on behalf of the bill sponsor, prepared a response to the questions and concerns which were raised and expressed in this committee. And that response was not, as drafted by the bill sponsor in the form of an amendment, was not received by the co-chairs and circulated to the committee members in time to take action today, so that the general public who is following the bill understands our committee process. I'd like to read a section of the, quote, bill hearing request requirements, close quote, memo that was distributed to the Senate Resource Committee members at the beginning of this session. And it reads, any additional information such as amendments, sponsor substitutes, blank committee substitutes, handouts, or other documents you wish to place before the committee need to be delivered to Senator Wagner's office no less than 24 hours prior to the scheduled hearing. That deadline was not met, and the individual committee members first saw the proposed amendment earlier today, if at all. It may be that they're just seeing it as they're walking in here today. I will not entertain a motion at this time or today to bring any amendment before us today. However, I will permit the bill sponsor to walk us through the issues so that the committee members and the public have a clear understanding of the actions that may be considered at a future date. And again, it is not my intent to move the bill today. So that there is no confusion, I've asked my staff to edit the document that I and some of the committee members received this morning from Ms. Fisher Goad and Mr. Borquist, and the edit was simple. I asked my staff to remove the word amendment from that document and change the name to response to committee questions and concerns regarding Senate Bill 42. So just as a procedural preface to this committee meeting on Senate Bill 42, I thought that it was appropriate that everyone understand procedurally of where we are and how we got here. I'd like to, at this time, welcome Sarah Fisher Goad and Brian Bjorkquist to the committee, and we have very much appreciated your willingness to address the concerns that have been brought up during the last several meetings. And please identify both of yourselves and walk us through the document titled Response to Committee Questions and Concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Sarah Fisher Goad. I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Energy Authority.
And for the record, I am Brian Bjorkquist, Senior Assistant Attorney General with the Department of Law.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The proposed language that we've provided to your office, and we've also had an opportunity to meet with most of the members of the Senate Resources Committee today to address concerns. The amendment or the proposed language does a couple things. The first thing that it will do would be to remove the authority for AEA to adopt its own set of regulations for procurement purposes. So essentially, if you look at Senate Bill 42 and the version A, that the first section of the bill would be removed. The second thing that the proposed language would do would be to change the language in page 3, line 4, deleting the authority may use and inserting the legislature may appropriate. So this is the section with respect to the Railbelt Energy Fund and the new Alaska Railbelt Energy Fund, essentially having the same legislative oversight and authority for appropriation as currently exists with the current Railbelt Energy Fund. It still allows the one fund to be repealed and the Alaska Railbelt Energy Fund to be created as an AEA fund. The next change would be just a cleanup amendment on line 22, page 4, deleting the extra construction that was added in the legislation. That was something, it was just an oversight that we missed. And I believe, thank you, Senator French, for picking up on that. The additional changes would be for the creation of the subsidiary corporation instead of a general ability for AEA to create subsidiaries is to allow legislative authority and to for AEA to be able to create one specific subsidiary that would be the subsidiary that we believe would be potentially necessary and valuable with respect to our development of the Watana project on the Susitna River. So with that, Mr. Chairman, those would be our proposed changes that I believe address most of the questions that have come up from committee members. The RCA oversight, AEA would remain exempt from RCA oversight for this project, and again, the power sales agreement that would be eventually contracted with AEA and the utilities would be subject to RCA oversight. In addition, this proposed language change also still allows the AEA to hire employees, and the fiscal notes would address the transfer of existing ADA employees as AEA employees. And essentially, Mr. Chairman, there are the 42 identified employees in ADA that work specifically in most of their time, if not all, on AEA projects, and it seems appropriate at this time that it would make sense for AEA to have the ability to have employees again. And with that, Mr. Chairman, if you have any questions for us, that's it in a nutshell.
Thank you very much. I think ultimately the question that I believe the committee would be interested in is whether this response and the response documents is sufficient to get the Watana project on the Susitna River to FERC in the process that you believe needs to commence.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this would allow AEA to, with the ability to own new projects, construct and own, we would be able to file that preliminary permit application with FERC.
Any other question of any committee member? Senator Wilkowski.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the way this bill's been handled. I think there's been good dialogue back and forth. I haven't had a whole lot of discussion about the policy of building Susitna Hydro or Watana. Is that appropriate for this committee? I mean, it seems like we're talking, it seems like the bill sort of morphed back. It's not directly a bill to build Watana, but it seems like we should be having more of a discussion about this, about maybe all this compared to alternatives, this compared to Chacachamna, for instance, this compared to building a bullet line or a spur line. Should we be having that discussion, Mr. Chair? Is it okay for me to ask Ms. Goad about that?
it's certainly a little off the direct subject, but I mean, what is the intent of what you're trying to?
Well, we're giving them the authority to go ahead and build Watana potentially, or go ahead and start the process to build it. The legislature would be removed from a lot of the oversight, a lot of our oversight abilities. And I'm just wondering if we should be having more of a discussion on the ramifications of building Watana, the ramifications to the fisheries. I guess that's what I'm wondering if that's appropriate for this discussion at this point, or
I agree with Senator Wilkowski, but I think those can come later. This is kind of a step setting up the process and setting up the agency to be in charge of it. But I agree with you on the the fish issues, the amount of property that's going to be covered by water, by the reservoir, who's going to do the project, how the project's going to be selected, all that I think is going to come later, but I think we'll be very involved in that. And I think it's up to Sarah.
I think another way,
sure, we do.
Yes. I think another way of saying that, I don't know that this is necessarily picking the only project that the state may proceed forward with, and this doesn't mean that we have decided all issues that need to be decided, but as I understand what the Alaska Energy Authority wants to do is to commence the FERC process.
Maybe, Mr. Chair, if I could, maybe I could just ask the bill sponsor, what is the role of the legislature once, if we pass this bill? I mean, what is our role at that point under this bill as you see it?
Thank you. Through the Chair, Senator Wilikowski, this bill is one step. It starts the preliminary permit application, which essentially tells the federal agency, FERC, that we are interested in pursuing this project. And that gets their attention with respect to us being able to start the dialogue with the feds, and we'll be able to zero in with respect to what studies the resource agencies would think need to be updated, and also with respect to starting the conversation on what type of potential design limitations there would be on this type of project. The most important other aspect to this legislation, of course, this is substantive legislation. There's also an appropriation bill that is requesting, through the governor's budget, is requesting the money to actually be appropriated to the Alaska Energy Authority to start this process, and that's the $65.7 million appropriation from the Railroad Energy Fund. That does not get us through the entire FERC licensing process. That gets us partway there, roughly, I think, 3 years of work, depending on how the levels of studies and again, some of that stuff needs to be further defined once we start the dialogue with the FERC, with the federal agencies. So the legislative authorization and where the legislature fits back into this process is, of course, the appropriation process. So that's, even if this bill passed tomorrow, that would still be something that we would need the authority through the capital budget to really make headway on the project.
Would this bill give AEA the authority to bond without any additional action by the legislature?
Through the chair, Senator Wilikowski, AEA has the authority to issue bonds now. But I don't see where we'd be anywhere near having any type of a situation to have a project to bond for until we work through this FERC process. And at some point or another, there would be the conversations with the utilities and the power sales agreement that would need to be developed. The design, you'd actually have to have a project in order to then bond for a project.
Borquist, any additional comments on that? As I understand, you're the one that have drafted this response, and if would you care to respond to Senator Wilikowski's question? Given the fact that you're the one that's drafted that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'm not sure if this is through the chair to Senator Wilikowski or just to you as the chair, but I just add one more comment, and that is that through this process, all of the issues that you were speaking to are going to be studied, researched, pulled together, and analyzed in the FERC licensing process, all the impacts on fish and other components. At that point, there are going to be several entities that are going to be using that information that's gathered in this process to make the decision whether to go forward or not. FERC is going to use that in the licensing decision. Utilities are going to use that in analyzing what the cost of power is, what's the alternative cost of power to determine whether they want to enter into power sales agreement. RCA is going to use that information in determining whether to approve those power sales agreements. And the legislature, if and when, as everybody expects, is called upon to appropriate additional money for the project for it to go forward, will also be looking at all of that information also. So at that point in time, before the decision to go forward with the project, there will be an opportunity for the legislature, as well as many other entities involved in the process, to determine whether to continue with the project or not.
And specifically with respect to the question, will AEA be able to bond without action by the legislature? What is your thoughts on that?
I would agree with Mr. Chairman. I would agree with the comments made by the executive director of the Alaska Energy Authority. It's just not something that could be done without having the other components of the project put into place, including power sales agreements and revenue sources. It's just not realistic.
Senator Wilkowski.
I'm certainly not an expert on the way this process works in terms of you go into the FERC or anything like that, but it seems to me there'll be an environmental, a NEPA study, I'm guessing, done, and then it'll come back and it'll talk about the impacts to the fish, let's say, and I suppose there could be a finding, hypothetically, that it's going to have an impact on a certain percentage of the fish downstream, and then that becomes the policy call. I mean, that becomes, okay, is the loss of those fish worth 400 megawatts of power for the next 100 years? And who makes that policy call? I mean, who ultimately decides we're going to go forward on it at that point? Is that AEA or is that the legislature?
Through the chair, Senator Wilkowski, that's a component part of what FERC has an obligation to do. FERC has an obligation first to listen to the resource agencies with their recommendations. FERC has an obligation to deal with those fish, wildlife, and other issues in the licensing process and put conditions into the license. And if FERC disagrees with the resource agencies with the recommendations that they make as to what should be conditions in the FERC license, there is a dispute resolution process, but the focus is have those issues been dealt with in the FERC license with the conditions that are placed upon it. So FERC is the place where the agency that has the responsibility for making sure that those matters are taken care of.
If I might follow up on that, I think that kind of piggybacks to Senator Wilkowski's first question is should we be having hearings in the Senate Resources Committee relating to those issues at this time, independent of whether Senate Bill 42 would advance or not advance? But are those the types of things that AEA believes that we should be investigating?
Mr. Chairman, I think through this process, this is obviously a very large project that we're talking about potentially pursuing. I think at some point, we've provided overviews in both the Senate Resources and the House Energy Committee with respect to project-specific, and we've had MWH, the engineer, and our project manager provide overviews of the project. I think with respect to when it would be appropriate to have further conversations about that, I think until we get through this preliminary permit application process, I'm not certain whether we could provide much more information until we really start having that dialogue with the federal agencies on what studies need to be done and what type of design limitations we'd be looking at, and then potentially fine-tuning the timeline and the cost of the project. So I believe those are all I would be very surprised through this process that hopefully if Senate Bill 42 becomes law and we go through the application process with FERC, start that conversation, I would expect that we would be back before the Senate Resources Committee next year with respect to what's the status, where are we at with the process, and what do we know now versus, or what will we know then that we don't currently know now.
Any further questions, Senator Wagner?
Mr. Chairman, I don't think it's specifically up to AEA to make the determination of what else we should do as a resource committee. It's up to us. And I have already asked the new commissioner of Fish and Game to start thinking about and being aware of this project and follow this project very closely and get her people tuned up to the project as well as DEC, because the last thing we want to do is sit around and wait too long, and then all of a sudden we have a project in front of us. We haven't had anybody out there gathering information, making studies, and getting ready to do, and it may be, such as Senator Wilkowski said, it may not only have to do with the fish that are currently in the system, but what we can do to mitigate any damage to those fish and increase the fish runs above the dam and in the waters below the dam. It depends on how you control the water level and the flow. So, yeah, there's a lot of work that can be done, but we can direct the different departments to do that work ourselves. We don't want to get in front of AEA, but we don't want to get too far behind them either.
Well, again, Senator French.
Whenever you're ready to move to the next point.
If we're at the next point.
Okay, very good.
You want to talk about fish any longer?
You're ready. I love fish. I appreciate the changes you've made on page 3 regarding who has the authority to spend money. And I'm just wondering, this bill will go to the Finance Committee. There'll be lots of questions about that up there. But while it's here, I just want to ask what you expect to draw from the $63 million Alaska Rail Belt Energy Fund to do your business for the next year. You've set up this process where the legislature is going to make annual appropriations to do the work you need to do. What will be the draw on that fund to do a year's worth of work on the Watana project?
Through the chair, Senator French, the changes that were made in section or in page 3 are separate from the appropriation process and then the schedule for the project for the next few years. The appropriation in the capital budget is coming from the existing Railroad Energy Fund and is independent from this legislation. The appropriation from that fund, I apologize, I don't have the schedule in front of me with respect to how far that $65 million gets us. I believe with the $10 million and the remaining funds from the FY 2011 fund, or the FY 2011 appropriation, and then these moving forward, I think in FY 2012, I believe the potential draw of the $65 million appropriation, again, not having anything to do with this new Alaska Railroad Energy Fund, I think the draw is about $20 million for the first year that for setting up for the field season. So the fiscal year, of course, is right in the middle of any type of the field season. So we would be working on obligating funds then for the next field season. So it's that fiscal year cycle kind of messes up anything that's either with construction or any type of field work. I do recall that I thought it was approximately $20 million that we'd be spending or obligating for that first year.
If I could, maybe I misunderstood the effect of the changes on page 3, lines 4 through 6. I understood those to be granting us the power to make annual appropriations to push the Watana project forward. Am I misunderstanding those changes?
Through the chair, Senator French, this change sets up a fund similar to what's the existing Railroad Energy Fund. The existing Railroad Energy Fund, which is actually referenced in Section 2 of the legislation, there's a small amendment to it, is currently set up in AS 3705520. So this fund consists of money appropriated to it and then also allows the legislature to appropriate money from it. And so the capital budget this year there's money sitting in this fund, and the capital budget this year appropriates to AEA the remaining balance of that fund, again, approximately 65.7, to AEA to do work as a capital appropriation, which is typically your capital appropriations run approximately up to a five-year cycle. That's usually when the legislature, if you haven't done something in 5 years, wants to know what's happening and is there money available for reappropriation. So it's kind of two separate situations. This Alaska Railroad Energy Fund is really our ability to take this non-AEA fund and make it an AEA fund. And the amendment that we discussed with the committee is to make sure that this new fund that's set up has essentially the same legislative authority over it as the current fund.
I'm not following at all. I don't mean to be dense, but I guess I don't understand at all. The fund we're discussing here on page 3 is the fund we're creating on page 2, and it's called the Alaska Rail Belt Energy Fund, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the capital budget, you're telling me, has an appropriation into that fund of $63 million.
Through the chair, Senator French, the capital appropriation is actually an appropriation from the existing Rail Belt Energy Fund to AEA.
To AEA.
Correct.
Not to the Rail Belt Energy Fund, but directly to your agency.
Correct.
I see. And what will oversee the expenditure of that $63 million?
Through the chair, Senator French, we've provided backup information like any other capital request that discusses how that money would be spent. And again, I'm sorry I don't have that specific appropriation language in front of me, but I believe it's for the FERC permitting and licensing and design of the Susitna project.
So just last question, and it's becoming clear to me what's at least the structure of it. You will not have to come back to the legislature for appropriations, which would happen to you through the authority of subsection C. You will not have to come back to us until that $63 million is spent?
Through the chair, Senator French, yes,
I say come back in sort of a colloquial sense. You won't need more money put into that fund until the $63 million is spent, or at least you'll come back as it's beginning to be drawn down to the point where you need it to continue past the next fiscal year.
And through the chair, Senator French, it wouldn't appropriations are separate vehicles than legislation. You wouldn't necessarily have to put money into the new Alaska Railroad Energy Fund to then appropriate it to us for further work.
For Watana.
Correct. You could appropriate. There could be money appropriated directly from the general fund or some other source.
Is it fair to say then? I guess I'm still a little bit fuzzy. Is it fair to say? And I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. But is it fair to say that the Alaska Rail Belt Energy Fund and the money that you're going to spend on Watana are two separate subjects?
Through the chair, Senator French, yes, they are.
And Senator Pasquin.
Continue.
Okay. So at the end of this year, the Alaska Rail Belt Energy Fund, if we pass the capital budget as proposed, and Senator Stedman doesn't make too big a change to it up there, and the Finance Committee. What's so funny about that?
yeah,
just 10 years it's taken me. At the end of this year, if all goes according to the plan you have, though, you will have $63 million to begin constructing Watana, and the Alaska Rail Belt Energy Fund will have how much money in it?
Through the chair, Senator French, that will have no money in it unless there's money appropriated
separate
to
money.
It. Correct. There will be no money in that fund. Similar to SB 220 passing last year, set up the Southeast Energy Fund. That is an AEA fund. It was created in statute last year, and it has a zero balance.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I was just going to say that's up to the Finance Committee to determine as to how much of that suggested fund or the money is out of the Rail Belt Energy Fund that the Finance Committee appropriates for this project. They may do it in two appropriations. So that's where we have the ultimate control over the project. And that's something we'll let the finance people worry about.
Senator Wilkowski.
Yeah, thank you. I want to get back to the bonding issue. Assuming that, looking at the original bill, looking at this response, which may or may not be adopted as an amendment, but if we were to adopt this as an amendment, your response, then we're still leaving in on page 4 the lines 5 through 7, which gives you the ability to bond for the acquisition or construction of a project to be owned or leased as lessor or leasee by the authority, et cetera, correct? So you will have, if we pass this bill with this as an amendment, we would be giving you $68 million. You could go out and issue a bond for the construction of Susitna Hydro without any legislative oversight, correct?
Through the chair, Senator Wilkowski, theoretically, that's maybe true, but the practical reality is in order to issue bonds, you have to have a revenue source in order to repay bonds, because nobody will purchase bonds unless you have an ability to repay.
Okay.
And so that's why the you need to pull together the project, the power sales agreements, a revenue source, et cetera, to have a project that is truly bondable.
Any further questions? I mean, obviously, you know, as we explore this bill more, additional questions keep coming up, and I welcome that process because I think everyone wants to make sure at the end of the day that everyone's concerns are addressed. Given that, I don't.
Just one other follow-up, if I could, Mr. Chair. Do you this bill would also, even if we did adopt the amendments, would also give you the ability to go out and try to acquire other power projects or build other power projects other than Wautauna? Is that fair?
Through the chair, Senator Wilikowski, yes.
Just trying to understand what I'm getting into if we agree to this.
Senator Wade.
Carry that one step further. But you have no revenue source with which to do that unless you come to the legislature.
Through the chair, Senator Wagner, yes. There are potentially other opportunities or other places where it would make sense for AEA to pursue ownership of other projects. The intent of the legislation was not to limit it to one specific project, but understanding for 17 years or 18 years, AEA has not had the authority to own new projects. And the expectation is that we need to really work on what makes sense for AEA to own. And my perspective on when you look at the mission of AEA to reduce the cost of energy, and as the new executive director, what we'd be looking at is putting forth, and again, this would be a dialogue with the legislature with respect to what you would want to fund us to potentially own. We would be looking at how would state ownership enhance those circumstances, which would be to reduce the cost of energy and make it where it's a project and AEA's interaction or potential ownership of a project would enhance that and make it a better project for the ratepayers in the region that we'd potentially be involved in.
Senator Wagner.
Yeah, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm going to anyway. Let's take, for instance, Ormat, and potentially they want to build the project, and it may be when they get the project constructed, they may want to sell you that project. So kind of go through a step-by-step applied process as to how you would become involved in that and what process you would follow.
Thank you.
I'm suggesting that Ormat has come to you and said, we have this plant generating this much power. We want to sell it to you for this much money. Okay.
Through the chair, Senator Wagner, the first way to look at it is what would be our revenue source in order to pay for that. AEA does not have a revolving fund. There are not reserves of cash for AEA to go out and seek those types of projects. But if we were approached with respect to what would make sense, and if we were approached to purchase something like that, we'd have to make an analysis and determination on whether it would make sense for AEA to own it, and then approach the legislature with respect to how to finance it, either by appropriation or looking at whether there would be any reason that we would issue bonds. But again, you'd need a revenue source in order to pay those bonds. So at some point or another, the legislature would be involved in those decisions.
Thank you.
But isn't the revenue source the revenue that you get back from your power purchase agreement? I mean, if you have the ability under this law to bond for Wautauna, let's say, isn't and explain this to me if I'm wrong, but isn't the revenue source the money that you'd be getting back from the sales of the utilities?
Through the chair, Senator Wilikowski, that would, yes, be a factor in it, but typically there are reserve funds that are associated with revenue bonds. And Senator Wilkowski, that would there would have to be a way for AEA to finance those reserve funds, and I see that as it would have to be a dialogue with the legislature on what would make sense. Am I missing something there?
Through the chair, Senator Wilkowski, the only thing I would add to that is that that the Alaska Energy Authority, with its budget, is also subject to annual appropriations for its operating expenses. And if the Alaska Energy Authority were to own a new project, some component of its operating budget would also be subject to the legislative process through the appropriation process.
So how much, I mean, I'm just trying to understand. You're asking for a provision on page 4, lines 5 through 7, to be able to bond for these projects, but you're saying you really won't be able to bond for these projects. I just don't understand. Without a reserve fund, how much do you need in a reserve fund to bond, let's say, a Susitna Hydro type of project?
Well, through the chair, Senator Wilkowski, it would depend on the size of the project and the structuring of the financing.
And through the chair, Senator Wilkowski, without focusing on the Susitna, the statement in general would be, in order to finance through bonds any type of a project, you need to have a revenue source adequate to pay off the bonds, operate, and the bondholders, or before they purchase, are going to look at what are the risks of the project. And so you need to have a project pretty well put together so that you can demonstrate that anybody purchasing bonds will be repaid. And so with a hydroelectric project, you're going to have to deal with the FERC licensing, and that will probably have to be in place before you could bond, because without a license in place, you have no capability of having a project that in the first place. With respect to power sales agreement, you're going to have the Regulatory Commission of Alaska approve those power sales agreement, because otherwise the utilities would have no capability of purchasing power. And so all of those processes will have to be in place before you realistically can have a project that could be bonded and pull together what the terms and conditions and et cetera of the transaction and the project really would be.
If I could, the definition of project on page 4, line 5, or project on page 5, line 29, is that appropriate for a Watana project on the Susitna River, or could that be other energy projects around the state as it's currently drafted?
Mr. Chairman, if I could just have a moment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under Alaska Statute 4483.990, subsection 6, a power project or project means a plant, works, system, or facility together with related or necessary facilities and appurtenances, including a divided or undivided interest in or a right to the capacity of a power project or project that is used or is useful for the purpose of electric or thermal energy production, and then there's several other definitions that includes transmission, purchase, sale, exchange of electrical or thermal energy. So the definition of a power project would encompass all aspects of a hydroelectric project, such as Watana. It would also pick up quite a few other types of energy, electric energy generation projects.
What I'm trying to follow is the in the response to committee questions, the words, if approved by law, and this is on page 5, line 27, says the authority may, if approved by law, create a subsidiary corporation for the purpose of you know, and then assets can be transferred then by AEA into this subsidiary corporation. Could a subsidiary corporation be formed and then separate from the Watana project as envisioned by the language right now, that assets could be transferred to, that if the legislature thought it was going to Watana and then it goes to a different subsidiary project?
Through the chair, Senator Pasfin, what this change does, or our response or proposed amendment, requires that if we're going to create a subsidiary, we have to get specific legislative authority to create a specific subsidiary. So then the other half of the response or proposed amendment provides the approval for a specific subsidiary, that being the one pertaining to the Watana Hydroelectric Power Project. So it's a two-part process. It gives us the authority to create a subsidiary, but requiring legislative authority to create a specific subsidiary.
So if only one specific subsidiary were created at this time, a Watana project subsidiary, that and monies were allocated towards that, they could not be transferred to some other subsidiary because it would not have been approved by the legislature.
Correct.
Further questions? Senator French.
Actually, I answered my own question by referring to the statute. My question was about your bonds and who was eventually liable for them. But 4483.130 says the bonds issued by the authority do not constitute an indebtedness or other liability to state or public subdivision of the state, and that the authority may not pledge the faith or credit of the state, except the authority to the payment of a bond, and the issuance of a bond by the authority does not directly or indirectly contingently obligate the state by money from a levy, a pledge, a form of taxation, whatever, paid on a bond. So it basically means that the bonds you issue, you're on the hook for, and not the state. Is that?
Through the chair, Senator French, what?
I was reading from 4483.130.
Through the chair, Senator French, that's basically correct. Now, there are some opportunities for moral obligation bonds to be issued, but those would be subject to later appropriation.
Moreover, before you issue bonds, you have to send notice to us and to the governor, and if we're not in session, you send notice to the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Would that still be true after the passage of this bill?
Through the chair, Senator French, there are no proposed amendments to that section. I apologize. I do not know that those statutory provisions perfectly and by heart, so I will take your reading of them.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anything further of Ms. Fisher Goad or Mr. Bjorkqvist? Given that, I think we've gone through the responses to the committee questions. We'll work forward to this so that we can get documents appropriately before the Resources Committee for our Wednesday hearing and see where we get at that time. But given the status, I think we can adjourn this meeting. Meeting adjourned.